MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Andrew Fulton. He's director at 8020, their recent 2025 Q4 credit stress report out. Andrew, appreciate the time. Focusing on South Africans in their golden years, what we are seeing is a increasing aged population. This is a global trend. Medical advances, declining birth rates, but older folks are making up a more significant part of the population.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show. It's certainly a demographic trend that we're seeing globally, and particularly in South Africa. The number of South Africans in their sort of golden years is growing and accelerating. So we thought that we would do a deeper dive into them and their credit situation, just to kind of give an idea of how credit is affecting that demographic.
And what are we seeing? Because in the immediate, my thought is that, I mean, I kind of thought, and to be clear, I'm not yet in that demographic, so I speak from ignorance, but that credit would be fairly low in demand because of fixed income. But your data says otherwise.
Yeah. So we do a segmentation of all South Africans called the 80-20 national segmentation. And we've got two elderly segments. So 65 plus, retired or elderly, whatever term you want to use. And the one is comfortable retirees. So they're 2 million more affluent. These are the people who had good jobs during apartheid, were able to save for their retirements, and are actually the second most affluent of our segment. The other one is the humble elders. That's 4 million sort of bottom of the pyramid, financially vulnerable. So we're not looking at 65 plus as a general group. We're looking at those two different segments, and they do have very different credit holdings.
What are you finding between the two, the humble elders and the comfortable retirees? Who is taking the loans? Who is managing them well?
It is a really interesting conversation. So if we look at the humble elders, the sort of financially vulnerable, predominantly female, struggling financially, they really are that lost apartheid generation. They weren't able to earn or save or invest, and now they're retiring, dependent on the family and the state with SASSA grants or family. They took out about 610,000 loans in quarter four, which is quite a lot, but concentrated in retail and personal loans. So, you know, they don't qualify for credit cards, so they're using those two credit vehicles in order to cover their household expenses. Yeah.
And the comfortable retirees, where are they borrowing? I'm assuming there must be some loan activity happening in that space as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a smaller segment, so it's only 2 million people, and all of those are credit active. But they took out about, you know, a significant 230,000 new loans in quarter four. 30,000 of those people do have a mortgage, and they make up about 13% of all home loans. So they are in that secured credit space because, as I said, you know, they are the second most affluent of our segments. But they're certainly, you know, coming under pressure. They've scaled back on their secured credit since last year, probably due to repayment pressures, due to, you know, disposable income shrinking because of inflation and other costs. And yes, you know, they are on a fixed income. The other thing that's fascinating to think about with this group is they face particular biases and difficulties. You know, they've got low financial resilience. They're digitally excluded. They're not able to kind of easily go onto an iPad and take out a loan. They're living on fixed or limited incomes. And let's be honest, you know, there's age discrimination in many areas, the workforce, in lending, and in other areas. So it is quite a marginalized group in that way, in that space.
Do we see a higher or worsening sort of default levels in the sort of older, or is that not something you looked at?
We actually did look at defaults, and that is a particular area. So we saw a sustained rise in the number of defaulters, which is accelerating rather than stabilizing. And what's particularly worrying about that is with the general population, the number of defaulters has declined every quarter since 2023, and the 65 plus is moving in the other direction. So that makes them particularly unique amongst our age segments, and obviously also particularly worrying.
And that is the, as you're saying it, I mean, it paints a depressing picture, because if I find myself in a bad credit situation, I could get a second job, I could get a side hustle, I could try something on my mobile. But for a senior, a retiree, it's a whole different game. I mean, in theory, they've finished earning now. They're now in the spending part.
Exactly. And I mean, if you read the research on retirement, it is quite frightening and sobering. You know, FNB finds that only 10% of South Africans believe they'll be able to retire comfortably at age 60. And now with the two-pot system, what we're seeing is that a lot of people are making that future situation even worse to pay for today's needs and expenses. Yeah. You know, they're withdrawing money and they're not replacing that. So yeah, it is sobering.
Because I mean, the 10X report always comes back to it's that 6% number, and that's probably a global number, but it's definitely applicable here. And of course, it's not just that your income is fixed, or maybe you're getting growth fixed annuity or something like that, but your costs are typically well ahead of inflation. I'm thinking medical costs. These are not sort of going along at 3.5% a year.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's when you're experiencing probably your highest medical expenses in your life. Yeah. I mean, that's when all those things start breaking down.
Yeah.
We've seen typically medical expenses are double CPI. So yeah, if you didn't plan properly during your career, that can come back to bite you.
Yeah, absolutely can. And the key lesson is try not to be that 94%, try to be the 6%. Easy for me to say it, harder for some to do it. We'll leave it there. Andrew Fulton, Director, 8020. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.